Healthcare is an issue that affects all of us, young, old, rich, poor, and it's changing, often for the better. Life expectancy in the U.S. is above 78 years on average for the first time ever. And childbirth has now become possible because of new reproductive technologies for people who were previously unable to have kids. We recently aired the story of Angela Rogers, a 27-year-old egg donor. She made thousands of dollars by helping people who couldn't otherwise have children become parents. These are some of the letters she received.
Dear Angela, I've been thinking of you often recently as we get closer to the egg retrieval and hoping you're getting through the final phase without too much discomfort.
Hi, Angela. We just want you to know that for us, family has and always will be everything that is important in the world.
Hello, Angela. I'm very glad to meet you and your genes. When I was your age, I never imagined I would have a child in this manner. But here we are, and thank you for being interested in helping me realize a lifelong dream.
There have been so many starts and stops, so many disappointments.
For some reason, I did not find a man to love, to share my dreams, and be the father of my children.
We cannot really thank you enough for what you're doing.
All the tests, the shots, bloating, etc.
You seem to be a kind, thoughtful, beautiful, smart, healthy woman.
I don't know if I would have been able to do what you're doing when I was your age.
I'm glad you decided to be an egg donor, and I look forward to seeing where this process takes us.
But after Angela Rogers' sixth egg donation, she had medical complications.
So I went to the ER. They didn't really know what to do with me. I told them that I had had that a couple of years ago and needed to be monitored to make sure that there wasn't any severe complications, like that my ovaries weren't twisting. Because ovarian torsion is like your ovary is a water balloon and it's being twisted. And, you know, if you twist the water balloon, it's going to pop.
Angela Rogers received treatment, but her story, produced by Teresa Chin, brought up some controversy. After the story aired, we got a call from Susan Ciutat. She's a registered nurse, an attorney, and executive director of the San Francisco Donor Network. She was concerned about our portrayal of the fertility industry and came in to share this commentary.
These comments are in response to a piece on egg donation that was aired a few weeks ago. That show portrayed a very false image of egg donation. Egg donation is a wonderful opportunity for young women to give a precious gift to others. I think that fundamentally most people want a chance in life to do something heroic, and this gives young women that opportunity. I've had the privilege of working with over 300 couples who used egg donors, thus enabling them to realize their dream of starting a family. Egg donation has been in use for over 25 years. It's a safe and routine procedure, and there is no evidence of any long-term adverse effects. The risks are minimal, and potential egg donors are fully informed about the process before they begin, and they are well compensated for their time. The piece that aired a few weeks ago portrayed egg donation as unsafe and egg donors as young, naive women who are being exploited. This has not been my experience at all. Having worked with egg donors for the past 8 years, I've found that they are generous, thoughtful, intelligent women. They're usually college-educated and understand fully what they are doing. A large majority of egg donors choose to donate multiple times as they find the procedure safe and easy and experience no side effects or complications. Numerous studies on the long-term effects of the medications used in egg donation have found that there's no correlation between those drugs and any type of cancer, uterine, ovarian, or breast. In the show, Ms. Chin stated that the takeaway from her research was that the fertility community is woefully unprepared when things go wrong. In my experience, nothing could be further from the truth. Donors are very closely monitored throughout the entire procedure. The potential complications are well understood, these days usually avoided, and well managed when they do occur, which is about 2% of the time. It's difficult to understand how Ms. Chin came to the conclusion, given that the example she cited was of a woman who experienced a complication and was completely taken care of. And that young woman stated that she was glad that she had been a donor multiple times and had found the experience highly rewarding. For me, that is the takeaway from a close examination of egg donation, the fact that it is a highly rewarding experience for young women and their recipients. These days, many women postpone having children until their 40s for a myriad of reasons, only to find that they are no longer able to conceive a child. Any woman who has struggled with the ache in her heart of wondering if she would ever be able to have a child of her own knows that there is nothing more joyful than that moment of holding her newborn baby in her arms for the first time. And for a young woman to know that she is the one who made that dream a reality, that is what egg donation is fundamentally about.